Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn. Here is our producer and engineer, the great leader himself, Stephen Sheldon.
Good day to you, sir.
We're talking about leadership today, you know?
Leadership.
Yes,
being a leader.
You're a leader.
I'm a leader.
Now, what about Lent? Because, you know, we're in Lent now, and you always make your proclamation when we start Lent.
I gave up nothing this year.
Really? What's the matter with you?
Because it just came up so quick. It was like, boom, Lent, it's here.
You
it's
have
like,
time.
You know, it
you
happened.
Time. It's
I'll
not
come
over.
Up with something.
It's not over yet.
No, it's just starting.
We're only a few days into Lent, so you can get going on it.
I'll give up stepping on ants.
Oh, boy.
There.
You better come up with something better than that. I'm coming back to you next week. People are going to be emailing. So you better come back with
something
good.
How about some suggestions?
Come with something good. I think it's a good idea. I think it's a good idea to do something for Lent.
Because
it focuses us every day, and you need that kind of thing. And in our lives, you know, we have a great opportunity, I think, to, you know, kind of lead the way. Because if you do something, I bet you somebody else does something.
Right.
You know, one of the things our bishop's saying, we have a new bishop here on Long Island, you know, where the show originates. And interestingly, he's saying, everybody, get somebody and bring it back to church. That's a nice thing. That's a nice thing to do for Lent, right? And say, well, I'm going to bring somebody back to church. That's kind of a very, very nice thing to do,
kicking,
I think.
Kicking and screaming?
No, the idea is a nice welcome. What's the matter with you? Yeah, just a very nice thing. So I think that's a great opportunity to kind of take a role and say, you know what? I'm going to be a leader here. I'm going to lead somebody else back to church. There's something beautiful about that. We're talking about leadership, how important that is in our lives, that we need to be those leaders in the world and any kind of size of the world that make a difference. And that's kind of the focus, to kind of recognize the difference we make in the leadership roles that we will play. Even if it seems small, it's still a leadership role. Here's Bad Company, Shooting Star.
Johnny was a schoolboy when he heard his first Beatles song. Love Me Do, I think it was, and from there it didn't take him long. Got himself a guitar, used to play every night. Now he's in a rock and roll outfit and everything's alright. Don't you know? Johnny told his mama, hey mama, I'm going away. I'm gonna hit the big time, gonna be a big star someday. Mama came to the door with a teardrop in her eye. Johnny said, don't cry, Mama, smile and wave goodbye. Don't you know? To number one. Suddenly everyone loved to hear him sing a song. Watching the world go by, surprising it goes so fast. Johnny looked around him and said, well, I made the big time at last. Don't you know? Don't you know? Don't you know that you are?
Don't you know? tablets by his head. Johnny's life passed him by like a warm summer day. If you listen to the wind, you can still hear him play.
That is part of leadership, discovering that we are a shooting star. We really can make a big difference in this world, but it's up to us to kind of do that. You know, it's up to us to kind of take that role. So it's not like you just wait and then the day happens. No, we got to be aggressive. We have to be people who are willing to make that difference. We probably all know people who are good leaders, right? And what are good leaders about? Well, generally speaking, they have other people who kind of like being around them or like, you know, their words and stuff because they have a certain energy, right? You think about a good coach. You know, what makes a good coach? You know, think about when if you're a Yankee fan, you know, Joe Torre was the coach of the Yankees. Everybody loved him. Why? Because he has that ability. You know, was he a loudmouth? No. Was he like in everybody's face? No. He had this ability, though, to kind of let his charisma come out, the gifts that God gave him come out to inspire a team. You know, in all of our lives, I think we meet people like that, not just, you know, through sports or anything, but in real life we meet them. And there's a certain inspiration that comes from that. I think hopefully we can be those people who find the inspiration we need in leaders and kind of incorporate some of that into our own lives. You know, I know one of the people who I look up to is Cardinal Dolan in New York, and he's a great leader. He's really a wonderful leader. And I looked at him and I said, yeah, you know, I sometimes even see myself celebrating mass. Sometimes I said, oh, I sound a little Dolan-esque here, you know, but there's something good about that because I think he has this great ability to be with people, understand people and speak to people. And if I can do a little bit of that, boy, that's great. We need those examples in our lives of people who've inspired us and call us forth to even use the gifts we've been given that we might even know, not even know we have, and kind of share them with other people. So that's such a tremendous gift that we're called to kind of recognize. No matter what our line of quote unquote work is, you know, we can make a big difference. Here's Nickelback. This has gotta be somebody.
This time I wonder what it feels like to find the one in this life, the one we all dream of, but dreams just aren't enough, so I'll be waiting for the real thing. I know it by the feeling, the moment when we're meeting. We'll play out like a scene, straight off the silver screen, so I'll be holding that moment when I find the one that'll spend forever.
Well, everybody wants to make a difference, but also everybody wants to be somebody, right? Sometimes we have a desire to be something that God really hasn't called us to. You know, like if I desire to be like a, you know, world-class runner, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon in my life. You know, that can kind of lead to frustration and anger and hurt and disappointment because we're looking at somebody else. If I was looking at a great world-class runner, I'd say, well, why can't I be like him? That's crazy. Or her. But I think in reality, you know, we have to look at who we are and celebrate who we are right now and recognize first the gifts that we have, because I think the gifts make a huge difference in our lives. And if we're going to talk about leadership, you know, we have to be people who are willing to recognize that we have some of those qualities in us. You might say, well, no, I don't lead in any way. Well, no, everybody leads in some way. You know, you could lead at a convenience store by just how you treat the person who's behind the counter. You know, all of those small things really add up into something really powerful. So I think all of us have a decision to make every day and almost every moment of every day of how we're going to take the leadership qualities and what God has given us and make a difference. You know, and I think that's how we can be somebody, like just kind of recognizing who we are, not who we're not, but who we are. And that's God's gift to, you know, us and to other people too, which really makes a difference. Here's Bruce Springsteen, and this one's called The Rising.
Can't see nothing in front of me. Can't see nothing coming up behind. Make my way through this darkness. I can't feel nothing but this chain that binds me. Lost track of how far I've gone. Far I've gone, how high I've climbed. On my back's a 60-pound stone. On my shoulder, half mile of line. Come on up for the rising. Come on up, lay your hands in mine. Come on up for the rising. Come on.
Come on up for the rising.
There is kind of a common rising that happens when we take a leadership role, because we call others to rise too to the occasion, you know. And you kind of see that sometimes when a community kind of links together and they help somebody who's in need, or you know, there's a kid who's sick in a community, a young person, and the community rallies around that family and helps them out, or there's a fire. Incredible things happen, right? When human beings kind of bond together, we literally rise from the dust. We rise from the mess of our lives. So yeah, that's another important part of that. It's certainly corporate leadership that is existent, and we need to kind of find that in our lives. You know, where is their corporate leadership? Where is their leadership that communally we can really recognize? I mean, that's what kind of church is about, right? That we go there because we're fortified, but also we're linked with other people who are doing good things, who are trying to live their lives that way, and that inspires us to do the same thing. It kind of helps us to rise to the occasion too. So kind of joining those kinds of moments, whether it's going to mass, whether it's saying a prayer in church, or joining a, you know, a prayer group or something that is kind of a linking of people in faith, that becomes important too, because that helps us to rise to the occasion, helps us to kind of grow beyond that. And that's important as well. Now, we do have those people who don't kind of rise to that occasion, who don't take leadership seriously. Next one's all about that. Here's the Beatles, Nowhere Man.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for now. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere man, please listen. You don't know what you're missing.
Nowhere man. Yeah, we know those people in our lives, don't we? The people who sort of have no direction, who haven't been able to take up the lead on anything in life. And I think that's important to kind of try to pray for those people, be close to those people, because I think sometimes it's about self-doubt. Sometimes it's about people not seeing God's gifts in themselves. And without knowing that you're gifted, we kind of fail to see that, you know, we have something to offer. Everybody has something to offer. There's a participation that we all have in this life, and we're called to not be nowhere men and nowhere women. No, we're all somewhere, and we're called to recognize that and use those gifts to do that. So, yeah, this is a really important point. because we could easily slip into this and just say, there's nothing I can do about it. So why are you trying to get me to do anything? You know, I think everybody can do something, and that's kind of important. The Pope recently was talking about peace and violence. And one of the things he talked about is violence happens because we rush too much in our homes. And when I heard that, I was like, what is he talking about? And then I started to think about it and I said, yeah, no, that's right. He goes, you know, we don't say good morning anymore. We don't talk to each other. We're on our phones at dinner and we sort of ignore one another and love begins to fade. And I was thinking to myself, I said, wow, that's kind of true. Like, that's important in our lives. So yeah, it's the small things in life that help anger and frustration to dissipate. And when that kind of goes down, then, you know, like, we can become better leaders. We can become better people because of that. So the Holy Father was kind of onto something there. I think that's an important thing to kind of reflect about, how our rushing around all the time can get us in the middle of that, you know? Speaking of rushing around, here's Rush. This is called Free Will. I'm on Senior Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about leadership today. Yeah, there's a free will kind of moment in our lives where we choose to be leaders, right? Sometimes we're placed in leadership roles and just say, well, it is what it is. I have to kind of do this. But at the same time, it's a kind of free choice, right, in our lives to make a difference, to kind of stand up for what we believe in, to make a difference in the lives of people around us. So yeah, that's a choice we have to make every day. It's something we have to think about and kind of make a commitment to. And hopefully that kind of just helps us to grow, you know? And I think that's part of what we have to look at in our lives, you know, that growth is the potential there all the time to develop ourselves, to deepen our faith, to deepen our commitment to goodness. And all of that takes time. So, yeah, that's our free will that God has given us to kind of commit ourselves to good leadership, to kind of be a person that makes a difference. So that's an important reality in our lives that we can't always see. But I think it's something we always have to call to effect if we really want it to change our lives and for good in some way. Here's Aerosmith. This is called Blind Man.
Some stuff they said would cool ya, yeah. But nothing seemed to light my fuse. But it's all in the past, like the check that's in the mail. She was a tall whiskey glass. I was an old hound dog that just loved to chase his tail.
The sun.
there's something interesting about blindness, you know, in regard to leadership, because sometimes we just don't see the opportunity, right? You just say, well, there's nothing I can do here, and there's, you know, nobody cares about my opinion. And then sometimes we withdraw, and we just say, well, there's no reason for me to be involved here. But ultimately, once we see our own worth, and we can kind of come to recognize that, we realize we all make a difference somehow or another, you know? I remember they asked Jesus, what was the greatest commandment of all? And he said, oh, it's easy, you know? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Wow. That's a lot, right? And that little, you know, end line there is so interesting, as yourself. Like, we do have to love ourselves. That's important. And kind of respect the fact that we do make a difference in the world. Because if we feel we don't make a difference in the world, guess what? We're going to think other people don't make a difference in the world, too. So it's important for us to see the value of the people around us and recognize that, you know what? Yeah, of course, it's not just these people, not just elected officials. It's not just priests and clergy. No, it's about all of us. And all of us have some role to play, you know, that makes a big difference. So, yeah, we need to recognize that as yourself part of life so that we can love other people and make a difference. This is Living Color. It's called Cult of Personality.
Yeah.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Yes, that is so true, right? Why should we be fearful of leadership? Because it's going to put us out there. Yeah, it means we have to put the rubber to the road. So it's hard thing to kind of say one thing and do another. We have to be people who honestly kind of live the life and recognize the power of the life we lead. So yeah, we're called to be those people who recognize that and say, yeah, you know what? I really have to do the right thing. And that means I have to practice what I preach. I can't just be out there saying we ought to or you ought to. I got to. You know, I've got to do this in my life. And that's an important thing to recognize. You know, not always easy, but that's what taking a stand is about. If we really believe in something, we got to do something about it. And that means, what do we put behind that? Well, we put behind that our time. So we dedicate ourselves to some kind of work, like, you know, working with the poor or immigrants or the undocumented, whatever our challenge is or whatever we want to do. And then it's our time, our talent, you know, using the gifts that we have. I know a couple of people who are wonderful lawyers or painters or whatever, and they participate in people's lives by giving that kind of time back. And then treasure, you know, what are we giving our money to? What are we donating to? No matter who we are, donating makes a big difference too. So that's kind of part of that leadership we're called to. Here's you too. I Will Follow.
I'm not the one who's running out of time.
Here's a little old-fashioned paradox for you. A good leader has to be able to follow. And that's the truth of the matter. You know, we recognize that just because we lead in one way, that doesn't mean we lead in every way. And we have to answer to others, you know. It's interesting because I know even in the world of television where I work, right, in the Catholic television station, Telecare, that I run, you know, what's interesting is, like, I'm the CEO of the place, right? So, yeah, I'm the boss, right? But then when I get on a show, there are executive producers, and they're the boss. So, like, you know, 10 minutes before I walk in the studio, I'm the boss. 10 minutes after I walk in the studio, they're the boss. And they'll say, move over here, sit up straight, go over here, get your makeup changed, you know, something like that. And, you know, I kind of have to follow that. So it's an interesting thing that, like, leaders are able to follow, too, even in a relationship, right? The best love relationships are relationships where there's that give and take. And that's, I think, the secret to success in marriage and in any love relationship, even with our kids. It's about that give and take that makes a big difference. It can't always be no. It can't always be yes. It's that give and take that makes all the difference in the world. Here's Joe Walsh, Ordinary Average Guy.
Thank you.
two bad words there. Nobody wants to be ordinary. Nobody wants to be average. And yet, when you look at the liturgical year of the church, it's not about Lent as the longest, Advent or Easter. No, it's about ordinary time, because that's where God works with us the most, is in the ordinary of our lives. So let's not run away from that. That's part of our lives. Being ordinary and average can make us extraordinary and above, you know, average for sure, because we've found where God is in our lives. It's about looking in those ordinary times that we're going to really find God at work in us and calling us to more. Here's REO Speedwagon. It's called Roll With The Changes.
To make the break that we are on the brink of. My
Life does have its ups and downs, and yet in the midst of it all, God calls us to be leaders. And so, yeah, it's not every day is going to be a great day, but even on the bad days, can we stand up tall? Can we recognize that God is with us? God has given us gifts to equip us to get us through anything. That's the power of what leadership's about. That's the power and the depth of what true, deep happiness is about, too. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlaughan, and it's engineered and produced by our fearless leader, Mr. Stephen Sheldon. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.